हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे. ॐ यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः. चतुर्थः अनुवाकः, फोर्थ अनुवाक. यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह आनन्दम् ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न बिभेति कुतश्च नेति, तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य, तस्माद्वायेतस्मान्मनोमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा विज्ञानमयः तेनैष पूर्णः, स वा एष पुरुषविद एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः, तस्य श्रद्धैव शिरः ऋतम् दक्षिणः पक्षः सत्यमुत्तरः पक्षः योग आत्मा महः पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा. तदप्येष श्लोको भवति विज्ञानम् यज्ञन्तनुते, विज्ञानै यज्ञन्तनुते, विज्ञानै यज्ञन्तनुते, विज्ञानम् यज्ञम् तनुते. दि yakara following the nasal sound also gets nasalized, so you don't say yajnanam vijnanam when you're chanting. Vijnanai yajnantanute, vijnanai yajnantanute, karmani tanu. If suppose we cannot chant, we say nothing wrong. Vijnanai yajnantanute, difficult to say. विज्ञानं यज्ञन्तनुते, कर्माणि तनुतेऽपि च, विज्ञानं देवाः सर्वे ब्रह्मज्येष्ठमुपासते, विज्ञानं देवाः सर्वे ब्रह्मज्येष्ठमुपासते, विज्ञानं ब्रह्म चेद्वेद, विज्ञानं ब्रह्म चेद्वेद, तस्माच्चेन्न प्रमाद्यति, तस्माच्चेन्न प्रमाद्यति, शरीरे पाप्मनो हित्वा, शरीरे पाप्मनो हित्वा, सर्वान् कामान् समश्नुत इति, सर्वान् कामान् समश्नुत इति, तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा, तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य, तस्माद्वायेतस्माद् विज्ञानमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मानन्दमयः तेनैष पूर्णः, स वा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः, तस्य प्रियमेव शिरः मोदो दक्षिणः पक्षः प्रमोद उत्तरः पक्षः आनन्द आत्मा ब्रह्मपुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति. So we are going to that particular portion where we left yesterday. We saw the literal meanings of the mantra and heard the bhashyam part of it. Tasmadva etasmad ityadi purvavat anyontara atma vijnanamayaha manomayasya abhyantaraha vijnanamayaha. All this we read yesterday. Correct? Now, manomayaha vedatma uktaha vedartha vishaya buddhihi nischayatmika vijnanam tachya adhyavasaya lakshanam antahkaranasya dharmaha tanmayaha nischaya vijnanaihi pramana swarupaihi nirvartitaha atma vijnanamayaha. So pramana swarupaihi tanmayaha nischaya vijnanaihi pramana swarupaihi nirvartitaha atma vijnanamayaha. So vijnanamaya, here Atma is actually all the meanings of the words of the mantras properly analyzed and arrived at. Alone he is here in the form of thoughts. And those thoughts constitute the Vijnanamayaha here. So, Pramana Vijnana Purvakaha Hi Yajnadehi Tayate. This also we have seen yesterday itself. Pramana Vijnana Purvakaha Hi Yajnadehi Tayate. Any Yajna, any ritual is performed based on the knowledge, doubt-free knowledge revealed in the Shastra. That's why pramana vijnana purvaka hi yajnadihi tayate. Without having clear understanding of what I am doing, why I am doing, what the purpose of doing, how it should be done, who the devata should be invoked, what the mantra should be recited, how many times it should be, how many avrittis it must be done. So all details about any ritual also, one has to know the meanings of mantras. And those meanings, how you arrive at it, actually, the meanings also have been already thoroughly, mantras have been analyzed logically and correct meanings have been arrived at, and those meanings alone are the thoughts, and those thoughts form the vijnanamayaha. That is why I say pramana vijnana purvakaha hi yajnadihi tayate. Any ritual is performed based on the clear understanding of what should be done, etc. Which means, always action presupposes knowledge. Without knowing, how can you do anything? Before doing, one must have the jnanam. That's the idea. Yajnadi hetuttam cha vakshyati shlokena. So, vijnanamaya alone. Vijnanamaya, having the status of being the source of knowledge of performance of all rituals, is also going to be said later on by this through this shloka. Okay, now I'm going to the next part of the bhashyam. Nischaya vijnanavataha hi कर्तव्येषु अर्थेषु पूर्वं श्रद्धा उत्पद्यते. दिस् इस् वाट् एक्चुलि स्टाप् टैटिङ्ग् हियर् ओके. this line, we've already finished it. I'm simply reading, okay? So why Shraddha is presented as the head of the Vijnanamaya Atma? The reason is given. Nischaya Vijnanavataha hi Kartavyeshu Arteshu Purum Shraddha Utpadyate. See, the person of clear, doubt-free understanding of the meanings of the words of the mantras, he alone has Shraddha in all the duties which are to be done. Kartavya means what? All Nitya Nirmittika karmas. Because Veda Shastram, see, all the activities to be performed by a person are classified into the Veda Shastra as what? Vihita Karmani. Vihita Karmani, prescribed duties. And the prescribed duties are what? Nitya Naimittika Karmani, which are to be performed every day, which has to be performed occasionally. Vihita Karmani or Nitya Naimittika Karmani. Then Avihita Karmani means Pratishiddha Karmani, which should be thoughtfully avoided. Prescribed and prohibited actions. Pratishiddha Karmani. So one must have the meaning, knowledge of the mantras. One must have the knowledge of meanings of the mantras. And one's life, one must live one's life doing what is, how doing things in keeping with the knowledge of the Shastra. That's what is emphasized here, isn't it? So, Vihita Karmani, Avihita Karmani, Vihita Karmani or Nityamittika Karmani, Avihita Karmani or Pratishiddha Karmani, prohibited actions. Then Kamya Karmani, the rituals or any other mundane or religious activities to be performed for fulfillment of specific needs and desires, nothing wrong. Even Kamya Karmani also can be done, but in conformity with Dharma. So Kamya Karmani. Then Prayaschitta Karmani. Prayaschitta Karmani are certain some rituals or even other activities specifically done for neutralizing the ill effects of knowingly done, unknowingly done papa karma or wrong actions. So Prayaschitta Karmani. Like this, we have various all that there. So there, that's why he says, and the person who has such all clear understanding, oh, these are all the karmas. Nischa Vijnanavan. Nischa Vijnanavataha, of that person who has clear understanding, for him, Kartavyeshu Arteshu Puram Shraddha Utpadyate. Shraddha, faith in what should be done, what should not be done, how it should be done, etc., that will be possible only of the person who has the clear understanding. Before even he is doing Kartavya. Okay, what should be done? Therefore, sa sarva kartavyanam prathamyat shirahayiva shiraha. That Shraddha, as Shraddha has a status of being the first of all activity which should be done, sarva kartavyanam shirahayiva shiraha. It is now imagined to be the head of the Vijnanamaya Atma. Okay. Now, Rita Satya Yatha Vyakhyate Yeva. Ritam and Satyam have already been explained, but still, Shankaracharya is very particular. The Puja Swamiji emphasizes a lot in this. Yogaha Yuktihi Samadhanam. I explained this also yesterday. Now I remember. Samadhanam. Yogaha Yukti Samadhanam. Of course, a focused attention, I said, because focus, attention must be there in subject matter of the Shastram. Only then, because commitment is possible. If the focused attention is not there in the teaching of the Shastram, the meanings of the mantras also, then it is not possible for one to have commitment. Oh, I must do this, I should not do this. That commitment is not possible. And the commitment implies what? Shastram says these are the prohibited actions. So I should not do. Shastram says Nitya Karmani, I must do. That commitment is possible when a person has focus. He must be very focused, no distraction. That's the idea. The focus attention is needed even for contemplation, for meditation, understanding the teaching, ascertaining the teaching. Of course, focus attention is very important. Even here, what Shastram, exactly what Shastram says. You know, for that also, no distraction. That's why Samadhanam. And Samadhanam is so being very important. Atma iva Atma. That forms the trunk of the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Atma. Now, Atmavataha hi yuktasya. The person who is endowed with this Shraddha, the person who is endowed with this focus attention in the subject matter of the Shastram, the teaching of the Shastram, thereby one who has total commitment to live his life as ordained by the Shastram, for him, such a person, samadhanavataha, anganiva shaddhadini, for such a person, the shaddha and ritam, satyam, etc. are like the limbs. Okay. Yathartha pratipatti kshamani bhavanti. Yathartha pratipatti kshamani bhavanti. So, they become capable of functioning as exactly they should be. What does it mean? A person will be very, very conscious of living a life of dharma. If a shraddha works the way it has, suppose for example, the shraddha is there in a person, the shraddha works. Shraddha, person has shraddha in the shastram. Therefore, he understudies everything clearly. One has, he has also samadhanam is there, focus is there in the teaching. When the focus is there, he understands what is ritam, what is satyam. Or ritam means what? I simply doesn't take it for granted. I am, my understanding of the teaching is correct understanding. He makes sure that he has understanding, is the correct understanding. One, he has the correct understanding of the teaching and he sees that he lives in keeping with his understanding. Thus, there is an alignment in his understanding of the teaching and, okay, in doing and saying, there is an alignment. Therefore, he avoids being a split personality. Okay. So, therefore, Ritam is there, Satyam also is there. So even Ritam and Satyam are possible, only a person has focus. The focus is not there, commitment is not possible. The commitment is not there, it is not possible to have the right understanding. And if a person has the right understanding also, it may not be possible for one to implement one's understanding in day-to-day life. So knowledge of the Dharma is Ritam. And living one's life in conformity with Dharma, as one has understood, is Satyam, isn't it? That's what is the meaning here. And that is why they all, only if a person has focus and attends the commitment based on the focus, then it is possible Shraddha works, Ritam works, Satyam works. That's why he says, Yathartha pratipatti kshamani bhavanti. Tasmat samadhanam yogaha atma. That is why the samadhanam, the focus which contributes for commitment also, forms the trunk of the vijnanamaya purusha, vijnanamaya atma. Mahapuccham pratishtha. I think this is exactly where I stopped. Sometimes I break it halfway, mind doesn't go like that. Okay. Mahaha iti mahatattvam. Mahatattvam. Mahatattvam is a cosmic intellect. Why mahatattvam? Mahatattvam. Tattvam happens to be new to gender word. We say mahatattvam. Not ordinary tattvam. Mahatattvam. Why it is said mahatattvam? Of course, the tattvam means truth. But here, intellect also said to be mahatattvam because Mahad yaksham prathamajam veda iti shrutyantarat. So, mahatattvam, the cosmic intellect, totality of intellects, is Hiranyagarbha. So, he is said to be a mahatattvam. And because of the being first born, the first and the foremost of the manifestations is Hiranyagarbha. I told many times before, that is why one of the names of Hiranyagarbha is what? Aham. I want to hear from you. Aham. Aham is the name of Hiranyagarbha. I. First person singular pronoun, isn't it? Aham is the name of Hiranyagarbha. You know why? Firstborn. The first of the manifestations. Okay. Prathamajaha, Prathamajam. See, Mahaha happens when you to gender word. Prathamajam. Mahadyaksham Prathamajam Veda. And so, to remind us of the meaning, to emphasize the same meaning, how it's not just here, he says, the same thing is also mentioned in the other Upanishad. Shrutyantarat. From another Shruti statement from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, the meaning is reconfirmed, reinforced that Mahadyaksham Prathamajam Veda. So, in the context of Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there's a context where the meditation upon Hiranyagarbha is mentioned. In that context, the sentence comes. So, the one who meditates, person who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Buddhihi, and who is said to be Prathamajaha. Okay, that is the meaning here. The quote is just to support the meaning he has given here. Pucham Pratishtha. Now the question comes. Why Hiranyagarbha, who is meant by the word Mahatattvam or Mahaha, Mahaha meaning Mahatattvam, is said to be the Pucham, the tail part of the Vijnanamaya Atma. Because it is a support, Pratishtha. Why Hiranyagarbha, meant by the word Mahaha, is said to be a support of Manomaya, the Vijnanamaya Atma. Karanatvat. Due to Hiranyagarbha having the status of being the cause of Veshti Manaha, Veshti Buddhihi. Hiranyagarbha is the Samashtihi. Being the totality, being the macrocosm, is looked upon as the cause of the Veshtihi. For every Vreshti, every Vyashtihi, Samashtihi is the cause. For every microcosm, macrocosm, corresponding macrocosm is the cause. Not really the cause, it's cause like a cause because the Vyashti cannot exist independently without the Samashti being around. That's all. So, Karanatvat. See, so Hiranyagarbhasya Karanatvam Asti. Hiranyagarbha has the status of being the cause of all the, we can say, individual intellects. They were Karanatvat Pratishtha, support of this Mano Vijnanamaya Atma. Karanam hi Karyanam Pratishtha. He explains that also for all the effects, cause is the support, isn't it? Because effect cannot exist independently. Effect is dependent on the cause for its existence. Therefore, cause is the support of the effects. Very simple kindergarten sentence here, isn't it? Karanam hi karyanam pratishtha. Cause is the support of the effects, products. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha being the cause of all individual Veshti, Buddhayaha. He is the support cause. Yatha Vriksha Virudham Prithivi. Yatha Viksha Virudham Prithivi. See, Vrikshaha, tree. Virud means creeper. So, for all the plants, the entire kingdom of vegetation, such as trees, creepers, etc., all of them, Prithvi is the support. Yatha Vriksha Virudham. Virud means creeper. விருக்ஷ விருதாம் பிருத்திவி. ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் தி பிருத்திவி மதர் ஏர்த் ஈஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பிளான்ஸ், தி என்டர் கிங்டம் ஆஃப் வெஜிடேஷன் ஆஃப் பிளான்ஸ் கிரீப்பர்ஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா. So also here Hiranyagarbha is his support. Of course, I don't need to explain how Mother Earth is support of all the plants. So Mother Earth remaining of nutrients and she yields, she lends life. She is very, she gives existence, survival. She, all food they had to take from earth only. That is why Vriksha Virudham Prithivi Yatham. மகத்தம் காரணம் சர்வபுத்தி விஞ்ஞானம், புத்தி விஞ்ஞானம், சர்வபுத்தி விஞ்ஞானம் மகத்தம் காரணம். சோ ஹியர் மகத்தம் இஸ் ஹிரண்யகர்பா. ஹிரண்யகர்பா இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் all here. The word buddhi means knowledge, all knowledge which rises, which happens in the intellects of all individuals. See, the word buddhi vigyan is very very careful, okay, in which context the word means what. It must be very careful. The word vijnanam literally means knowledge. It can mean atma jnanam, it can mean any jnanam, it can be vritti jnanam, it can mean swarupa jnanam. So what exactly it is meant here? The word vijnanam means intellect and buddhi means knowledge. Sarva buddhi vijnananam cha mahattvam karanam. So buddhi means knowledge. So Hiranyagarbha meant by the word mahatattvam is the source, the knowledge source of all knowledge which happens, which rises in the all the intellects of all the individual beings. So now we don't need to go in search of Hiranyagarbheshwara, isn't it? Hiranyagarbha is in your own intellect. Any knowledge you have is what? Hiranyagarbha only. Pooja Swami used to always say, you don't need to go and search a Bhagavan anywhere. Bhagavan is always here, already there, as everything. If you see this, this is how you understand, you the more appreciate Bhagavan. It's called Ahangraha Upasanam. Ahangraha Upasanam means what? Seeing Bhagavan the whole, already in you. Seeing your body as Ishvara, as Virat Ishvara. Seeing your prana as Hiranyagarbheshwara. Seeing your own, seeing your own in all powers as Hiranyagarbheshwara. Seeing your mind as Hiranyagarbha. Seeing your intellect as Hiranyagarbha. Seeing the whatever knowledge you have as Hiranyagarbha. All like Ishvara. Isn't it? Seeing here itself. When you say everything is as Ishvara, means what? There is no you here. Okay? There's only Ishvara here. Already bringing Ishvara and seeing yourself being not there. Isn't it? This card, Ahankara, you can say, Krishikaranam. Ahankarasya Krishikaranam. Krishaha means thin. Stulaha means fat. And stholaha ahankara krishaha yatha bhavetana. How the fat ahankara becomes thin. Trishikaranam. Making the ahankara thin and thin and thin. You're seeing step by step, isn't it? It's all gradual. Before the Brahma Jnanam, already you have to start like this. Therefore, sarva buddhi vijnananam cha mahatattvam karanam. In fact, you must memorize the Shankara's Bhashya's Bhashyam itself. Sarva buddhi vijnananam cha mahatattvam karanam. Katham mahatattvam karanam? Yatha vriksha virudham prithivi. Vriksha virudham yatha prithivi karanam. तथा महत्तत्वं सर्वबुद्धि विज्ञानानां कारणं ओके तेन तद्विज्ञानमयस्य आत्मनः प्रतिष्ठा तेन कारणेन तेन इज तेन कारणेन बिकॉज ऑफ दिस स्पेसिफिक रीजन तद्विज्ञानमयस्य आत्मनः प्रतिष्ठा This Hiranyagarbha meant by the Mahatattvam is said to be the Pratishtha, support of every Vijnanamaya Atma. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Now what happens? Before we go there, we have to analyze now. Now Hiranyagarbha is Karana means there is no Vyashti Vijnanamaya Atma. Why? You cannot have aham buddhihi in the vijnanamaya. Identity with vijnanamaya atma is no more possible. Because vijnanamaya doesn't belong to you. It is not you. It cannot be the meaning of the word aham. Because vijnanamaya is Ishvara. First we say it belongs to Ishvara, that is Ishvara. Why? Because it has no independent existence. It is, support is Vijnana Mahatattvam, Hiranyagarbheshwara. Therefore, Samashti Buddhihi, Hiranyagarbha is the cause of this, means this is like an effect, a product. Being a product, it has no independent existence, which means it is just a non-substantial form, and form, name and function. Therefore, what? It is as well as non-existent. It is not that. So, Vyashti Vijnanamaya E Samashti Buddhamashti Hiranyagarbha. When you say it, equate it. Okay, at each level you have to equate. Wave is ocean. Okay, even at this level. Even at the material level, Vyashti is what? Samashtihi. Ishvara. Now, Samashti Buddhi. Already there is no Vyashti now. Now, the samashti also, now we have to say the whole samashti vijnanamayaha or samashti buddhihi hiranyagarbhaha, mahatattam also has been resolved into samashti anandamaya. Understand now? Before we do that, now we have to shift the identity from vijnanamaya atma. When you negate it as what? Now no more Atma, hereafter, after analyzing, simple analysis, kindergarten analysis, we negate it as Mithya, therefore why it is Mithya? It is only Karyam, so it has no independent existence, it is Ishvara, therefore you shift the essence from cognitively, from Vijnanamaya Atma to Anandamayaha. How do you know how to shift to Anandamayaha? It is mentioned here. So, but before we go there, tadapyesha shloko bhavati purvavat, like before means what? Purvavat, like before, how after discussion of, after analyzing every level of experience, we had a grid mantra regarding that each level of experience at the individual level. The corresponding, there's the regarding that there's a Rig Vedaha, which explains. Similarly, here he says, Tadapyesha Shlokaha Bhavati, regarding that Vijnanamaya Koshaha. Vijnanamaya Koshaha. Also, there is a Rig Mantra, like before, Yatha Annamaya Dinam, Brahmanoktanam, प्रकाशकाः श्लोकाः एवं विज्ञानमयस्य अपि सो रिगार्डिंग दिस विज्ञानमय कोश आल्सो विच वाज मिस्टेकन टू बी आत्मा नाउ विच ऑफ एनालिसिस अंडरस्टूड इज ईश्वर नाउ इट इज नो मोर देयर फॉर वन टू हैव आइडेंटिटी And this Vijnanamaya, regarding this Vijnanamaya also, there is a shlokaha. And the shlokaha which reveals, prakashakaha shlokaha. Just as there are Rig mantras which are revealers of the rivulets of the which explain the other koshas such as Annamaya, etc., which were discussed in the Brahmana Upanishad. What is Brahmana Upanishad? Prose Upanishad. Which is Prose Upanishad? Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahmana Uktanam means what? Brahmana Upanishadi. Brahmana Upanishadi Uktanam Annamayadinam Prakashakaha Shlokaha. All these verses are actually the shlokas, mantras, which explain, which describe the Annamaya, etc., the koshas, which were already discussed in the Brahmana Upanishad. And this shlokaha is also what now? Rig mantraha. Even Vijnanamayasya api. So also for Vijnanamaya also, there is a rig mantraha, a shlokaha. Okay. So with this chaturtaha anuvakaha samaptaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shirubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. He Bhagavan Paramatman Sarvyapin Sarvarupin Sarvaswipin Sarvadhara Swai Gyanadhara Gyanarupa Gyanasurupa Rakshakshagadishwara Parameshwara Om Harihi Om Tat Sat.